Jeremiah chapter 36. Look at verse number 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore go thou, and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord, and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. Let's go to the Lord and pray. Father, thank you, Lord, again for the privilege to stand before your people and to preach your word. Father, we need not to hear from man this morning, but we need to hear from you. So God, I pray that you might take this simple message, take your scriptures, and apply them to our heart and life. In Jesus' name, amen. As I was reading this text, I began thinking about what was being said. And I see here that God had a message that Jeremiah wanted to preach to the lost. Amen. In verse number 1, it was telling us there that he was wanting this message to go out against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations. Amen. And I see here, first of all, that God had a pronouncement to make. And his pronouncement that he wanted Jeremiah to make was one of doom and gloom. Amen. It wasn't a very rosy picture that Jeremiah was going to be painting for the inhabitants of these cities that he was to speak to. In verse number 3, it was said, It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them. Now I got to thinking that God has a message that he wants us to preach to the lost. Amen. And it's the same message that Jeremiah preached, amen? And it's a message of all the evil and gloom, amen, that God purposes to do to them if they continue in their sin. I know when we get out on the street, they'll want us to preach some other kind of message. They'll want to say, Preacher, preach it smooth. Tell me how much God loves me. Tell me how good I am. Tell me how much blessings I'm going to receive from being out here. But my friend, that's not the message God wants us to preach, amen? God's got a different message. I know that we'll look at their faces, and their hard faces will make us want to change our message. But God's got a message he wants us to preach, just like he had a message for Jeremiah to preach. Amen? And that message was that we're to tell them of all the evil that God has purposed to do unto them if they continue in their sin. Amen. Verse number 7, he repeats the same phrase down in the verse number 7. He says, For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. I know that God has made a pronouncement, and who am I to change it?
Right. Amen.
I'm not going to change his message. I don't care how difficult the situation is, God has made a pronouncement of evil against those who continue in sin, and we've got to stick to the message, amen? God's angry at the wicked every day, amen? That the wrath of God abideth on them, amen? That they're condemned already that hath not believed on his name, amen? Hold your place there in Jeremiah. I want to turn to one place in the New Testament, the book of Colossians, chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. Now we'll see that down there tonight, amen. Evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. We'll see these kind of activities going on tonight, and what does God say about them? Look at verse 6. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Amen. God's wrath is treasured up for these folks, amen. And we're trying to get them off the hook. And the only way we can get them off the hook is to read the charges and to read the sentence that God has pronounced, amen. There's a pronouncement that God has made, and we cannot change it. Now, one thing we have to be careful of is that when we see their hard faces, and we have to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, that we don't allow the hardness that we endure to make us hard-hearted.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We're in a battle, and we're going to have to be in combat, but let's not be combative, but compassionate.
Amen.
We've got a pronouncement tonight, and it's a pronouncement of evil from the Lord, but it's to get them off the hook. So we see, first of all, the pronouncement. Second of all, we see the people. Look back in Jeremiah chapter 36 with me. It says there in verse number 1, verse number 2, take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations. Notice there the people that are being spoken to, some are religious but lost. We'll meet that crowd down there tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll meet the religious but lost, those who are members of churches, those who've grown up in church, those who are preachers' daughters, preachers' sons.
Right.
And you know what God said? They know the truth. They've rejected the truth. Tell them I'm going to send fury and wrath to them except they repent. Who else did Jeremiah encounter? Well, he said all the nations, not only the religious but lost, but the irreligious and lost. Amen. We're going to meet those who've never heard the first thing about God. We might have to plow some ground with them, establish some truth with them. But my friend, the sentence still comes out clear. The pronouncement still comes from God that there's fury and wrath and anger scheduled in their destiny unless they repent and trust Christ. So that's the people that we'll meet. Just like the nation of Judah and the nation of Israel, amen, they had all kinds of miracles to look back in their past. They could go back in their national history and see God's hands of deliverance. They could see God working and God moving. Much like America today, we can look back in our storied history and see how God has made this nation great. And see how the blessings have flown in this nation because of the godliness of our past. And yet with all these mighty works, this nation has turned their back on God. That's the people that we'll have to deal with. God has a pronouncement, and there's a people that we have to go to with it. Third of all, I want you to see the possibilities. Don't miss out on the possibilities of what can happen when the message is brought. Look at verse number 3. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them. Now you notice tonight when we go out on the street, there's going to be a lot of people who ignore us. They will not hear. Then there'll be another certain segment of people who will stand and listen, but they won't hear. But my friend, there'll be some few precious souls out there tonight who will hear.
Amen.
Think of the possibilities. There might be one, there might be 100, there might be 1,000 that might hear and have the possibility of being saved because we're going to be on the streets preaching the gospel to them. Amen. Look down at verse number 7. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord and will return everyone from his evil way. I don't know about you, but that's what I want to see. I don't want to see them continue in the pathway of destruction. I want them to return, to repent, to turn to Christ that they might live.
Amen.
I mean, this verse right here sits as like a giant iceberg in the Atlantic with the Titanic of Calvinism coming toward us. Amen. And when this thing collides with this truth, it just sinks that Titanic of Calvinism. Amen. Amen. Nothing's predestined here. Amen. It may be. It may be they will present. Amen. It's not settled yet. It could be settled tonight if they say yes to Jesus. Amen. Then they can be predestined, thank God. the possibilities. Amen? You know what God desires? He desires that men repent. He desires that men return from their evil way. He desires that men will present their supplications.
Amen.
Why? So He might forgive.
Amen.
In the book of Psalms chapter 85 verse 6, it says that He stands ready to forgive.
Amen.
He is ready to forgive.
Amen.
The sepulcher is outstretched. He's calling sinners to come unto Him.
Right.
He needs us to go.
Amen.
So they might come. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. God won't save sinners against their will. He's willing for them to repent and turn to Him. That's the possibilities that we have before us this weekend. Amen. Praise God. That we can go forth with His message and see His Holy Spirit convict men and them turn to His Son that they might be saved. That's some pretty good possibilities. I'm excited already. Amen. Praise God. We had a pronouncement from God. We see the people were to preach to, and now we see the possibilities of the preaching. Fourth of all, we see the proclamation of this message. Look at verse number 2. What does it take to proclaim this message? Well, it says in verse 2, take thee a roll of a book.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, I've got a book.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, I've got a book. What else it says about it? And write therein, guess what? All the words. Not the essentials, not the fundamentals. Boy, I got all the words.
Amen.
Amen? All the words that I have spoken. You know that what we hold in our hand, we got a special book. We've got a divine revelation from God. Amen. We have met the Creator. We know His mind and His will and His character through this book. The multitudes we meet out there tonight, they will not know Him.
Amen.
For the most part, they've rejected His words and therefore rejected Him. But my friend, we have a glorious truth to proclaim. Amen. We're proclaiming His Son and the record that He has given of Him. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Not only that, but look down at verse number 6. Therefore, because we've got the book, because we've got the pronouncement, therefore, go thou, and guess what? Read in the roll. Doesn't ask for qualifications of excellency of speech or eloquence of oratory skills. That's not what God requires. He says, go read in my book to these people.
Amen.
That's the only message we got. There's no plan B.
Amen.
That's plan A, and that's what we're sticking to. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? There's no hope for them to be saved. There's no hope for them to escape judgment unless we go and preach to them the pronouncement God has made. Amen? We see the pronouncement that God made, the people we're to preach to. We see the possibilities of our preaching. And lastly, we see that we proclaim God's Son through God's book.
Amen.
Amen. Kent?
Amen.